Praise God, praise God. I don't hear nobody. Well, you had it, Elder.
Yeah, I was there. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, on tonight it is He who has created us. Hallelujah,
yes,
and
yes.
Not our sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, amen, we're just going to, praise God, amen, go to the throne of grace at this time. Praise God, hallelujah. And like I said, we got a dynamic speaker, praise God, on tonight. Hallelujah. Bishop Andre Alexis, all the way from Arlington, Texas. Praise God. We'll be bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for that on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being a God of your word. For you said, when two or more come together in your name, you would be in the midst, you would be in the middle. And we thank you for being in the middle of this tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. We lift your name high and holy. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we just thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We just magnify you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Amen. To be on the line tonight. Once again, it's a blessing to be in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. You are just tuned in to the anointed truth of Christ. Uncensored. Praise God. Why is it uncensored? Hallelujah. Because we preach and teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. We don't sugarcoat it. Praise God. We don't water it down. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's going to be bitter. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's going to be thick. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how medicine is. Sometimes it's thick, bitter. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's thick. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's those big horse pills you got to swallow. But guess what? I can't mess. Hallelujah. With the texture of the medicine. I can't mess. Hallelujah. With the potency. Because when I mess with that, hallelujah, then it messes with the, hallelujah, the recovery. Hallelujah. It messes with the effectiveness of the medicine. Hallelujah. So when we water down the word, hallelujah, praise God, we're messing with the effectiveness, hallelujah, of the word of God. Because you done watered it down. Because you done sugarcoated it. Hallelujah. Because you want to skip over verses. Hallelujah. Praise God. But well, if that's what you expecting, hallelujah, you tuned into the wrong channel tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, you tuned into the wrong broadcast. Hallelujah, praise God, because it ain't helping you. Praise God, and this show ain't helping us. Hallelujah, to water down and sugarcoat the word of God. We're not going to step on it. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, this ain't stepped on. This is raw. Hallelujah, this is uncut right here. Hallelujah, this going to be the best you done ever had. And you're going to get hooked. Uh-huh. You're going to get addicted to it. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, you're going to come back for more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And without further ado, I want to bring forth our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. All the way from Arlington, Texas. Praise God. Representing Care Church. Hallelujah. Incorporated. Amen. I'm speaking about none other than our very own. Praise God. Bishop Andre Pierre Alexis. Hallelujah. Bishop Alexis, it is in your hands. You let the Lord have his way on tonight.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, my dear friend. The Black Prince of Preachers. Yes, you are. I just want to say thank you very much for your introduction. And now I would like to depart from you and contend with myself as I come into the audience. I like to say, first of all, that we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. We're winning because of what Jesus has done for us. He has donated his victory to you and I, the church. He did that from Mount Calvary. Yes, we are winning. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning because Jesus has donated his victory to us, the church. He did that from Mount Calvary. And I'll tell you, please put the word of victory in your mouth. The word of salvation should be in your mouth. That's how near salvation is. It is the very word that you speak. It is the very faith that is released. It is in your mouth. You cannot afford to poor mouth this gospel, because this gospel is better than silver and gold. This gospel is rich and it's potent. In fact, this is the only message that has been given under the heavens that can save the souls of mankind. Yes, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, and I will declare this message until the day he comes for me. I will declare this message of victory, not that I can do all things. I'm going to change this up just a little bit. Not that I can do all things through Christ, but I will do all things through Christ. And I say he's the one that strengthens me. Let him be your strength today. I want to bless everybody the best way I know how, by giving you all that I have in this gospel to pour out the truth as I've experienced it. As I said before, in this village, I beat this drum in this village, that the Bible is a book and it introduces you to a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ begins to give you a lifelong experience. I have noted from experience and from the information of others that no man can come to Jesus and walk away the same. You cannot meet Jesus and then walk away in the same condition that you came to him in. Let me clarify this. I mean that you can meet him and walk away for the best after you meet him, or you will meet him and you will walk away in a worsened condition, turning away the very hope of life, and you will leave in a very worsened condition. Jesus is the only way that God has given men to be saved by. It's through the Son that you must come to the Father. If you do not know the Son, you cannot know the Father. These are not rules that religion has set forth. These are not rules that a man has set forth. But these are the very instructions that God himself has given man to follow. Yes, God has given instructions that a man should follow. If he wants to live an eternal life, and which he will, if you want to live it in a good place with God, then there are rules. I know that's hard for a lot of rebellion people to follow, because rebellion people don't to follow rules. People who don't know how to humble themselves don't want to follow follow rules. So sometimes just following rules can be very hard for some folks to do. But I pray, as we pray in this ministry, that all rebelliancy in your life and all the adamancy in your life and all the defiant ways that you may have will cease, that you may follow the instructions that God has given you concerning his son. I wanted to deliver some information that I felt that is very important and is a very big part of the gospel, and it's called grace. I want to talk to you just a little bit about grace. But before I introduce the introduction of grace, I want to make sure you understand where I'm coming from. I don't want to speak to be heard. I want to speak that you may understand the things that I'm saying. I want you to know that through Bible study, and it teaches us that there are several things that take place that I think we all need to come into full comprehension. And one of them being is the doctrine or the teaching of original sin. And in that original sin, we find this word, the impartation. And I spoke on this in one of the other classes, and I'm going to elaborate just a moment so I can introduce this word grace. And the Bible tells us about the impartation, that there's basically three impartations that take place. The first impartation is the doctrine of sin, and that's when Adam had transgressed and cast everything that he did unto his posterity. Another word for that is it came to humankind. It fell upon the human race. And this is the first impartation. And the word impartation is a very significant word in the Bible. It's not a word that I'm making up. It is a word that is utilized for particular information. And so Adam did the first impartation and gave us all the transgressions and sin. And the Bible says that when one man sinned such as he did, it fell upon the whole human race. His transgression fell upon the whole human race. This is the first impartation. The second impartation must be well noted because it came upon the one who knew no sin, being Jesus. He knew no sin, and yet he became sin, and sin was placed upon him for the sake of all mankind. And the second impartation, you will see it was the sin of the first Adam who fell upon the sin of this last Adam. Jesus Christ is recognized throughout the Bible as the last Adam, not the second Adam, but the last Adam. And so this last Adam received the impartation of the first Adam, and therefore all sin was delivered to this sinless one. He himself did not commit sin, but because he was born of a virgin, came in through the way of a body of flesh, therefore it was likened unto him as a body of flesh, and it behooved him to become one just like you and I, having a body full of flesh, but yet he himself knew no sin, and yet all the sin was laid upon him of the human race. Now, when he carried into the world as the sinless one, he carried a life and a soul full of righteousness, and all of his righteousness was inputted onto you and to me. It was the transference, and this is what we call the third impartation. And so Adam delivered it to mankind, and then he delivered it to Jesus, and then Jesus delivered all of his righteousness to you and to me. So what a mighty God we have, and what a wonderful King he is to go through such a length for you and I, that we may come into heaven and be with him and his Father. This is a wonderful act of impartation that was laid upon you and I, the church. And so, therefore, God doesn't see the sinfulness that you and I had in Adam. He is now looking at the righteousness that we have now in the last Adam. You see, just like the first Adam, where everything was transferred to us, is just the same as in this last Adam. Everything, hallelujah, everything that Jesus possessed has been transferred over to the saints of God. He has sanctified us with his righteousness. He has set us apart that God may look down upon us, not with a frown, but he smiles because we have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ. I don't know about you, but somebody down in their soul should be saying, oh, I finally get it, and now I understand. That's why I hear the saints say that I am the righteousness of God. It's not because of what they have done, but it is because they have received by faith the work that Jesus has done on the way to the cross. Ah, see, my love, it all took place on the cross. It all took place on the cross, as where the Father had to forsake him. And you hear him say, hey, Father, why have thou forsaken me? And you will understand that all of his righteousness at that moment was delivered over to you and to me. You see, it's by grace we have been saved, and it's not of works that no man can boast, and it's of God, and it's how we have been delivered from death unto life by the righteousness of Christ. Somebody ought to be saying amen, and I thank you, Lord, for your loving me in the way that you do. I want to talk to you now that I have given you an introductory of where we're going. I want to talk to you about this saving grace, but I'm not going to talk to you in the phrase of saving grace. I'm going to talk to you from the aspect of protection of grace. And I want you to know that, you know, the protection that God gives you and I is so awesome and is so strong that it even had a devil make mention of it. Over in Job chapter 1, verse 10, it was the devil that came and said to God, he answered God after God asked him where he'd been over in verse number 9, and Satan answered the Lord. He said, does Job fear God for nothing? Listen to what the devil say. Haven't you placed a hedge around him, his household, and everything he owned? You have bless the works of his hands and his possession, and you have increased, and he has increased in the land. The devil had made note of the protection of grace and the prosperity of grace that God had delivered to a man in his own righteousness. Now, if my God did that for Job in his own righteousness, how much more God is doing it for you and me now that we have no righteousness of our own, but the righteousness that was imputed onto us through Jesus. I mean, at this point in time, your eyes should be opening up to the truth of what the scripture has said, that God loves you so much, it makes the devil stand in awe of the things that God has given to you and to me as the church. I want to talk to you about the pathway of grace, because we see that God led the people round about through the way of the wilderness sea, according to Exodus chapter 13 and verse number 18. It said that he led the people around and toward the Red Sea, around the road of the wilderness, and the Israelites left the land of Egypt in battle formation. I want you to know, just because we have grace by God and we have the protection of God, it does not mean that we cease from our battles. It doesn't mean that we're on easy road. It doesn't mean that all of our armor should be laid down. No, it means that you are to put on the helmet of salvation and put on the breastplate of righteousness and take the shield of faith and take the sword of the Spirit and wrap the belt of truth around you and don't forget to shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel's peace. It's interesting to know that as we minister and preach and share the word of God, no matter how much hell you may preach but you still got to come and do it all in peace and do it all in love and let your words be seasoned with grace. Grace. Let this saving grace, this protection of grace and this pathway of grace, let it be discipline as well. We see that over in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 10, it reads that when he found Jacob, he found him in a desolated land and a barren and howling wilderness. But God surrounded him and cared for him and protected him as the pupil of his eye. And he watched over him. His nest is like an eagle. I want to say that when you was hung up and strung out and caught up and all in your pride. Let me say, some folks don't have drug issues. Some folks don't know what it is to have drug problems. I'm personal. You may have family related drug problems, but you yourself have never had to have that sort of experience, or you never cheated on your spouse. And so, therefore, you can't relate to anybody cheating because you've always been faithful in all that you do. And, you know, and you never cheated. And you've been a morally good, sound person. But as Jesus was saying, nevertheless, thou lackest one thing. And this one thing, you must make it right because you have a spirit of pride. And some have been caught up in pride because you felt because you have not done those things, you may be a little above all those who have. And there's something that works on the inside of you and is always tempting you to put your nose a little higher than it ought to be. Well, I pray for you, my beloved, that you turn back and you come back to the spirit of grace and you discipline yourself because grace is going to require a diligence. Grace requires a diligence. When we're looking at the diligence of grace, you must remember in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, it's in red letters, and Jesus says, "Why were you searching for me?" He asked them, speaking to his mother and them, and then he says, "Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house?" I see Jesus showed grace with, and he had to be diligently about his Father's business. I'm saying to you and I that diligence of grace, the diligence of grace, we must, you know, continue to go forth in diligence because it is the way that we will be found pleasing to the Father. I mean, after all has been said and all that you have done, there's no sense in asking any one of your comrades, "How did you do, or are you doing a good job?" I would suggest to you that you just look your eyes up to heaven and look to your heavenly Father and say, "Father, I hope I please you." And after you have spoken with the Father, then return back to your comrades, and it's okay to get a little validation, but that's not what we're after here. We're after the Father to find him smiling to know that we have pleased him. I want to talk to you about the direction of grace because over in Luke chapter 12 and verse 35, it tells us that we ought to be ready for service and have your lamps lit. You know, have your lamps lit. Have your lamps lit. Be ready for service, as we serve in grace. We look over in Ephesians 6 and 14. He tells us that we ought to stand therefore with truth like it's a belt around your waist, and likewise the armor of your chest. It is.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little feedback. And as we go through the directions of grace, I need you to remember the life of grace. Yes, the life of grace. We're always bearing about in our bodies is what we're talking about coming from 2 Corinthians 4 and 10, where we're always carrying. Now, this is going to scare some wincy, fancy, fancy little Christians away. But this is where we separate the ones that are growing and the ones that are maturing and the ones that are about the Father's business. And so the scripture says that we are always carrying the death of Jesus in our body, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. See, many of us don't want to die, but the only way we can have the life of Jesus is to die to the things that are in this flesh, to the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, you know, and the lust of the flesh. These things must die, and so we die daily. I want you to know that there's an aim of grace according to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. I need to take my time so that you may actually hear this and its profundity. I need you to hear what the scripture will reveal. It said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the tyranny of the devil, because God was with him. So grace has an aim. Grace has an aim. And we need to aim our life towards the things of God, the things that are above, such as Christ did. Christ came from above. He did a work for us, which was outside of his merit and his work. And I mean, even John 3:31 tells us that the one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth is earthly and speaks in earthly terms, and the one who comes from heaven is above all. We need to be above. Life itself, it has offered a quality for us, for the kingdom of God is from above. John 3 and 5 tells us that it was the Word, and the Word again should be above. Again, we find again that above, that the love, the perfect gift of God, of love and grace is from above, as well as every good gift of his providence. Over in James chapter 1:17, it tells us that every generous act and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. With him there is no variations or shadow cast out by turnings. It is all from above. We're supposed to be setting all of our affections on the things that are above. We understand that Jesus is above, and where the Messiah is seated, he's seated at the right hand of God. All of this happens from above. So, my beloved, in closing to you as of now, let us remember to walk and be merited by this grace, and let us remember to set our affections on the things that are from above. I love you all the best way that I possibly can. This has been your friend, Andre Alexis, and I have to announce to you that we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, because Jesus has donated his victory to us from Mount Calvary. Amen and amen. Hey, listen, Black Prince of Preachers, I'm going to turn this back over to you at this time.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Truly, we are winning. We are winning. We are winning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody that's on the line and everybody that's tuned in ought to be saying it. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. See, that's the whole thing. See, he said, if you humble yourself, pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. See, seeking my face means to seek me, to understand me and what I've done for you. Praise God. And that lesson that we just heard from who I like to call a professor, hallelujah, to give you some more enlightenment on who Jesus is, on who Christ is. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what he did, not only who he is, but what did he do for you? Hallelujah. Praise God. What did he do for you? Hallelujah. That grace, that amazing, saving grace. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for Bishop Alexis on tonight. Hallelujah. Let me do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name, Lord, on tonight. Hallelujah. We ask that you replenish the man of God. Hallelujah. The wisdom and the knowledge. Hallelujah. And the virtue that he has poured out onto us tonight. Hallelujah. We ask that you revive him in his heart, his mind, his body, and his soul, Lord. And we thank you on tonight. We praise you and magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any, praise God, comments on the word of God on tonight? Amen. If you have a comment, go right ahead. Praise God. I thought I heard somebody.
Do you have anybody on the line tonight?
Praise God. We got about two or three people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody out there on Facebook, do you have a testimony, prayer request, a comment? You can type it in the comments. We'll put it on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we just thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything that the Lord has given us on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything God is doing in the ministry. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord today for peace of mind. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. That's what I thank the Lord for. Hallelujah. Peace of mind. He is in control. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. He is in control. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as long as we let him take the wheel, praise God, everything's going to be all right. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I sent out a link. Amen. Praise God to the Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. And I'm getting a little bit more information on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. What happens is when we upload, amen, one of our prayer line sessions onto Blog Talk Radio, praise God, it airs at a Pacific time. Praise God, hallelujah. It airs at a Pacific time. Hallelujah. So say it airs at 6. Praise God, hallelujah. But say the segment was an hour and a half or 2 hours long. Praise God, hallelujah. What on the plan that we have right now, praise God, what happens is Blog Talk Radio plays the first 30 minutes, amen, of our segment. Praise God, at that scheduled time. Praise God. So those that are tuned in to a particular Blog Talk station would hear the recording of the prayer line, the first 30 minutes of it. Praise God. And if they are intrigued by the first 30 minutes of it, praise God, then they go to our channel page, praise God, and they'll be able to download and listen to the entire, praise God, broadcast. Hallelujah. Amen. So what we're starting to do on the Anointed Truth is we're starting to put our speakers up within the first 10 minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they can get the meat out. Praise God of their subject. Hallelujah. And have them intrigued. So by the time, amen, the 30 minutes is up, hallelujah, they're going to want to go to the page and listen to the rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of the message. Hallelujah. Like on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bishop Alexis. Amen. Timing was wonderful. He didn't even, you know, hadn't even made this announcement yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I know, amen, they were intrigued. Hallelujah. We caught a couple of thumbs up on Facebook. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for everything God is doing. Hallelujah. As far as furthering the advancement of his word. praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And this, amen, broadcast, we're going to schedule it to air on tomorrow at some time. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll put the link out there. Praise God. The link's out there. Hallelujah. Once I upload it, praise God, and you click on the link and go to the page, it'll tell you, amen, all of the recorded episodes that are on there. Hallelujah. And the next time they're airing, and how you can just go straight to the page and just listen to the entire, praise God, episode. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. So we just thank God for the advancement of the ministry and everything that God is doing in the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Also, if you want a personal copy of tonight's message, you can just email me you can just inbox me. Hallelujah. Your email address. Praise God. And I will email you a copy of tonight's, hallelujah, message. Praise God. Straight to your inbox. Hallelujah. You just click on it. It'll download to whatever electronic device you're on at the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your computer, laptop, tablet. Amen. iPad. It don't matter. Praise God. It'll download straight to there. And you can listen to any church service that you'd like to. Now, on the all-day prayer services, y'all have to give me a little time to chop those up. Praise God, hallelujah, because those are long recordings and those are harder to send. Praise God. And an email, praise God, it has to be like only 20 megabytes. Praise God, hallelujah. But we are advancing the ministry, praise God, and we thank God for everything that is going on in the ministry. And we thank God, hallelujah, for Bishop Alexis on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for Bishop Page on tonight. Praise God, amen. EVCS, praise God, the ladies of L.A., hallelujah. Minister Ray, praise God, and all our other affiliates on tonight. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. Before we close out, did anybody come online and didn't get a chance to put out a testimony or a prayer request? We want to open up the line one last time. Praise God, before we close out tonight. Praise God. Is there one?
Amen. I'm asking for prayer tonight, a silent prayer, but I do need y'all to lift me up in prayer. I had went to the doctor today, back again today. I got a good report, and they found something that was going on with my neck, but it's nothing that too hard for God, though, but... I'm not claiming it because I ain't gonna receive it. So, and I feel really good. You know, so I'm not receiving what the doctor said because I know that God, there's nothing too hard for him to do. But I do need prayer in general for myself. And I'm asking y'all to just pray for me. I need strength in prayer right now. And I just wanted to ask y'all tonight to pray for me.
Amen, amen. What's your son's name? You say you need prayer for yourself?
For myself,
for yourself. Okay. Praise God. And this is Sister Deborah. Praise God.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go before the throne of grace. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. First of all, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. We just want to lift your name up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And we want to let you know, Lord, that we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you all tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We come before your throne of grace on behalf of our sister in Christ on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes. On behalf of Sister Deborah on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to encourage her mind, body, and soul tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want your grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your grace. Hallelujah, that the man of God preached about. We want your grace tonight, hallelujah, to fall upon her, hallelujah. We want the Holy Spirit that's inside of her, hallelujah, to be ignited with a fire, hallelujah. Let it burn, hallelujah, like Jeremiah said. It was like fire that shot up in my bones, hallelujah. We want to encourage her tonight, to let her know that you are always with her, hallelujah. You have never forsaken her. Hallelujah, those times that are hard, he carried her. Hallelujah, and we know it tonight, Lord, and we believe it tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
We just ask that you strengthen her tonight. You said that your joy,
yeah,
hallelujah,
yeah,
is our strength. Hallelujah,
yeah.
So we praise you, Lord. We magnify you for strength tonight.
You,
we
God.
Claim strength tonight. Hallelujah,
thank
we rebuke the word of the doctors. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. We don't claim it. Hallelujah. By his stripes, we were already healed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight, Lord, because it is already done. Hallelujah. Whatever she's been waiting for, we know that it is already done because you said before you died, it is finished.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It is finished. Hallelujah. It is finished.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And we thank you on tonight.
Thank you.
We thank you on tonight. We believe your word on tonight. You said whatever ye so desire when you pray. Believe that you have received it and you shall have it. You said when two or more come together and agree on a thing, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. And we're just activating your word on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We speak in those things that are not as if they were. Hallelujah. And we claim it right now in your Son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. You ought to just praise his name. You ought to just magnify him. Hallelujah. And thank him. Hallelujah for the increase in strength. Hallelujah. Even if you don't feel it yet. Hallelujah. You need an increase in the body. You need an increase in the mind. Hallelujah. You need a double. You need to just thank him for it right now. Hallelujah. Praise him for it right now as if you feel it right now. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for it tonight. We receive it tonight. We receive strength right now in your Son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Strength in our body. Hallelujah. Strength in our mind. Strength in our spirit, Lord. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for what you've already done. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sister Deborah. See, you got to believe it's already done. It's already worked out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to walk around like well, it's already worked out. It's already done. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Start walking with an expectancy at any time. I expect it at any time. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God to turn around.
Ah, thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Any time. It could happen at any time. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. It might be next week. But it's going to happen at any time. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. 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 That's the kind of God we serve. He's an anytime. To you, it's anytime, but to him, it's already. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says that the vision shall not tarry. Hallelujah. It shall tarry, but though it tarry, wait on it because it shall come to pass at an appointed time. It's already scheduled for an appointed time. It's already there. Hallelujah. You the one don't know when it's going to happen. God already knows.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And the enemy already know. That's why he's attacking you so hard. Hallelujah. Yes. Because he already knows. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So he wants you to turn around. He don't want you to keep walking in faith. Hallelujah. He don't want you to keep walking forward. Hallelujah. He wants you to turn around and go backwards. Hallelujah. But that's why you got to rebuke him. Hallelujah. You got to keep walking forward no matter what's going on. Hallelujah. 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 You know, us Christians, we some crazy people. We spend all this money to go to the doctor just to rebuke whatever the doctor say. That's the only reason, hallelujah, why we go just to say, what? I got what? No, you a lie. Hallelujah. But thank you for telling me what I needed to rebuke. That's all I needed you for, doctor. Appreciate you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We need to learn to rebuke what the doctors say. Hallelujah. And take it to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. That doctor ain't nothing but a witness. hallelujah, to the glory of God, to what God is going to do, hallelujah, in your life, because it had to be there for them to say it was there so they can say it ain't there no more. Oh, hallelujah. 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 They got to say it was there so they can say it ain't there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cause so it can say it was nobody but God. Nobody but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God on tonight. We thank God for Sister Deborah on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any other prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Any other prayer requests on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we just thank God. Hallelujah for everything that has transpired on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has listened in on Facebook. Hallelujah. Everybody out there on Blog Talk. Hallelujah that decided to tune into the entire program. Hallelujah. We thank everybody out there listening, everybody who called in. Hallelujah. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I will let all the live listeners, I will let y'all know, amen, the time that we will be rebroadcasting. Hallelujah. This, broadcast right now. Hallelujah. It will be sometime tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And you will be able to go and listen to the entire broadcast. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for everything that he is doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And everything that he has done in the ministry. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and close out tonight. Well, I don't want to close out first with our first offering, the right hand of fellowship. Hallelujah. The right hand of fellowship is an introduction to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. If you have not made Jesus your Lord, the Lord and Savior of your life, praise God. And you've heard the word tonight given by Bishop Alexis, hallelujah, telling you exactly who Jesus was and what he did, how he shed his blood, how he was beaten, how he was, hallelujah, hung, and he died. Hallelujah, so we could have this amazing, this saving grace. Hallelujah, praise God. And you want to partake of that grace. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that all you have to do is confess the Lord, that Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life. Hallelujah. And repent of your sin. Confess it with your mouth. Praise God. And you will be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you want to make the first step, because that's just the first step. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we still got to tell you about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. We still got to tell you about the Holy Ghost. Praise God. But first, if you want to accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. We invite you to do so. Hallelujah. Just say, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I make you my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin. Just wash me, Lord, and make me whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we believe, praise God, hallelujah, if you said that out of your heart, praise God, hallelujah, that you are not saved, praise God. Right now your sins are forgiven, and right now you have eternal life. Praise God, hallelujah. But now, hallelujah, you need to learn about the Holy Ghost. Praise God, hallelujah. So we want you to keep stay tuned in, get into a church, hallelujah, amen, and teaches the word of God, hallelujah, amen, and learn about the Holy Spirit and how you can receive the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Now that you're not going to hell, the Holy Spirit will help you from going through hell, hallelujah, praise God. Now that we're on our way to heaven, we don't want to go through hell or get to heaven, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So stay tuned in and learn about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Sent to lead and comfort us and guide us in our everyday lives. Praise God as we travel this life. Hallelujah. On that highway to heaven. We thank God for everybody on tonight. Amen. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to pray us out. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. Hallelujah for everything that has transpired on the line tonight. We thank you, Lord. for life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, just for allowing us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for deliverance and salvation on tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your amazing grace. Hallelujah. How sweet the sound, Lord. Hallelujah, that saved a wretch like us. Hallelujah, we thank you for it tonight. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. We want you to know we love you. And we appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. And I just pray the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. We have had a blessed time in the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Don't forget to say your prayer and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget, we do have the Women of L.A. coming up later tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will. So make sure y'all tune in to that. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. We love y'all, and we'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Praise God.
Say, Elder. Elder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead and email me a version.
Amen. I got you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Love you.
Love you, brother.